Space Music on Razz FM with Tsepotola Nonyana. You still tuned in to Razz FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. Now, this evening, we are talking about generational curses, mainly because sometimes we do not understand ukuthi each generational curse is stemma from in. It's not always something that when you personally are going through it, this is a generational curse, firstly. And secondly, even in our own actions, we need to understand how does a generational curse come about? Because in as much as we do the work in finding out generational curse, and we find a way to heal a generational curse, we also need to be aware of the ways in which our actions and everyday decisions can create a generational curse for the next generation, from bantwana bethu to tituklwane, tituklwane, tituklwane. So this evening, I am having a conversation with Dr. Amelia. Good morning, or rather good evening.
Good evening.
But it's good morning for spiritual people.
I'm telling you, it's our time.
Yeah, it's our time indeed.
Yeah, how are you?
No, I'm good, Doctor. I'm good.
The Bible speaks
of generational sin in Exodus 20, verse 5, which states that the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the sons and daughters unto the third and fourth generation. And this concept implies that unresolved issues get handed down from generation to generation, but that Jesus is the bondage breaker. Now, yes, we are spiritual, we pray, but there are certain things that we are not taught about. We break a generational curse, but going forward, what is it that you need to understand? For the next generation. So can children really inherit generational curses such as their parents' karma? For example, would Mdali wronged someone a long time ago, and now it has gone down from generation to generation. We are suffering because of something that a parent, a great-grandparent, did that was either evil or was a mistake, you name it. Can we really inherit ikama, or is a generational curse something that goes more along the lines of spiritual practices and rituals that went wrong?
Okay, it is both, actually. When we talk about generational curses, we are looking at things that happened primitively with our forefathers and mothers. And sometimes it can go, the curse could go from generation to generation. In other cases, it can actually skip generations, okay? Mm-hmm. But within the generation that runs a certain generational curse, there will be that one person whom we would call the chosen one, who is called to come and break that curse or that karma. This would be the person that will carry the most burden, okay? But definitely children do inherit the curses that are related or that way that are resonating from where their forefathers and mothers come from. How does it happen? There is too many ways that I can give examples in, but when you find that maybe your great-grandmother was spiritual, but within her spirituality, she got too interested in the negative or the dark side of spirituality, because for every light, there is darkness, right? So they could be interested in the dark side of spirituality and decide to put other people's children through trauma. For an example, you could find that they started performing witchcraft and they were bewitching people, breaking their marriages or bewitching people, making sure that they never get to beg children, bewitching people, making them go mad and stuff like that. What happens is that by the time that they were doing it, it was fun and nice for them. But then the minute they transit into the spiritual world, they will need healing. Okay, some form of forgiveness. But this healing has to be done by those that has come to the world after them, those that have reincarnated and are now operating in the physical world. But how will they do, they help them with the healing? It is through going through the same pain they have caused to other people. So if my grandmother was bewitching people and causing them to go mad, you might find that I'm going to be giving birth to mentally ill children. But in as much as that is happening, if I would be that chosen child that has been chosen to come and heal the trauma, the karma or the curse, I would need to endure the pain and heal my soul spiritually, heal the children spiritually, because when I do that, I'll be healing my great-great-grandparents in spirit and also clearing the karmic pattern. Yes, it can end, but it will be ended by that chosen one that decides to respond to the call of actually enduring the entire pain and going through it, facing it head on.
Yeah. Now I'm really, really worried because we can't go back. So Bavusa says, lawyer. So that I understand. Yeah, because we go through a lot of things in life. Bad luck, utola kulunga imsebenzi. Other people struggle in relationships. They are constantly in abusive relationships. And we keep praying and trying to get an answer to say, but God, I'm a good person. I don't deserve this. Not knowing that actually you don't deserve this, but someone in your bloodline might have led to this being your predicament now. And until you go back to heal that and go through this journey and learn the lesson, because the most important thing in what you've shared is that it's not enough for you to say, I'm going through what I'm going through and I'm going to run to God. But you need to know the reason why it is happening to you specifically, so that the lesson, the message is gotten by that generation. Would say, we shouldn't do this. We shouldn't practice this, because that is why we've been suffering in this way. Now,
yeah, and again, well, sorry about that.
Oh, I wanted to ask, would say, you know, with that being said, life is tough. People go through the worst, and you cannot say for a fact, Guti, I've healed Mthaumbe, my own family generational curses, or that I am prayerful, I'm a spiritual person, or that I have clean aura, that you'll be immune to bad things happening to you. So now how can I tell that, you know, the attacks or the bad things that are happening to me are a generational curse, or I'm just going through everyday, you know, challenges that are all about me and not necessarily a reflection of something that I need to heal from langkamga kona, langvela koni bloodline?
Yeah. Okay, before I respond to that, can I quickly say again, witchcraft is one example that I give, but there are other examples, like when a person has made a covenant with their mouth. You know, there's the power of the tongue. This will help us to also be aware in our current lives of what things to not say about our children. So you could find that your grandmother was actually abused by your grandfather, and she says with her mouth, no child in my bloodline will ever suffer from a man, even if it means they don't get married. Even if they don't get, it means they don't have to get married. That even if it means they don't have to get married, she has cursed the entire bloodline. So we do that with our children unaware as well. To say, Age kumtanam azo sebenza emarink, ngamani avele ayoba a prostitute. You have cursed the entire bloodline to say, if they are not getting a certain type of job, they would rather end a stratton, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So we need to be very much aware of the things that we say. The power of the tongue. This is why we say, whatever you put in your mind and in your mouth, you manifest it, whether you are aware or not. Sometimes you may not manifest it yourself, but you are sending it, you are passing it down your bloodline. And to respond to the question, to say, how do I know that what I am facing is a generational karma or trauma or curse? It can be in two ways. Number one, it could be that when you look at the challenges that you are having, you realize, you look at your mother and you realize that she had the same challenges. And in most cases, you would find that within that, you would suffer from mother wounds. Because when you come right after your mother and you carry the same curses she carried, it is rare that you would get along. In most cases, she would actually mistreat you because she would be struggling to grasp the fact that you are exactly like her, and she does not like how her life has been. So due to lack of knowledge, instead of the mother, you know, nurturing you into becoming better, she would want to push you to do things her way, which will make you to retaliate and break your relationship. Other ways could be when you go through a certain trauma, let's say there's no marriage or the entire marriage is about ubegezela. You look into your bloodline, looking at your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, you find that actually all the ladies in my family, bayabhekezela, it's not just me. Mm-hmm. And in most cases, you would realize that the person that realizes that this is a generational curse, that is the chosen one.
So now,
the person who gets bothered by the pattern.
So now, you know, speaking of the chosen one, because you've already mentioned the fact that not everyone, you know, is chosen to be the one to break the generational curse. But what happens when the one that is chosen, because nobody suffers a lot of attacks like someone who's chosen. They haven't gotten to a point where they take their journey seriously, or they are aware that they are the chosen one. They haven't overcome. They also will go through most of the pain. They are still stuck in all of these things that have happened to them, and they've not overcome and learned the lesson. So, but someone else who's not chosen in the family picks it up to say, no, man, something here is not okay. But they are not chosen. Can that person then be the one? Because who realize it, and the one who's chosen is still, you know, trying to find themselves in life and their journey. Can that person play the role that is expected of the chosen one to break the curse, or would it not work because agaketswanga to be the one to do that?
Okay, because we all have decided on the path that we're going to take here on earth in spirit. If the one who is not chosen picks it up, it would definitely mean that that one has actually chosen that they would form part of that family to help them awaken to the truth. So they can actually perform duties of helping the family to heal. And it would work for the family because they are within that bloodline. And such a person would mostly be rejected by the very same family. They would be a black sheep. They wouldn't be liked. They wouldn't be favored. They wouldn't be listened to. But they would actually do the right thing to be done.
I was about to ask, because even as women, sometimes it is destined for us to marry and have children in certain families because our role is to break a curse. But now me not being someone from that family and to have to say to them, I'm questioning something here. I'm seeing something wrong in this bloodline, and now I have a child here. And in the interest of my child, I want us to resolve. It would come, mhlambe, as an insult or you being overstepping.
Yeah.
But understanding, mhlambe, when I saw tibonile, I am the one to break the curse in this family. That was the whole point of me marrying or having a child or even meeting this family. So that's why I wanted to find out, to get clarity on that, to say, yes, it can be picked up by someone who's not part of the bloodline, but that does not mean they are not the chosen one to break the curse within the bloodline.
Yes, and again, myself, you might find that, let's give an example with the marriage issue, okay? I can be married into a family where I'm going to break the bloodline curse. But in most cases, women suffer the most because they are trying so hard to make things get better. I always say, you bringing children in that family is work done enough. It's enough. You don't have to kill yourself trying to break their generational curse. If it gets too hot, I would always say, move back. You have done your part. And it gets too hot because your purpose is already done. Your purpose could only be to bring the children, or your purpose could be to show them the light and move out. It does not mean that you have to die trying to help them heal whatever that they have to heal. The fact that you brought your strain of blood into their bloodline is enough.
All right. No, because of time, this is a very interesting conversation. But because of time, I'm going to have to catch you right there. But thank you very much, Dr. Amelia, for the clarity that you've given us on generational curses. And also, I feel, Gutsi, it has given us an understanding of why it is important for us to take all the relationships that we build, friendships and personal, seriously. Mm-hmm. Because kungendeka, Gutsi, you have been brought together with that individual because you have an assignment, but you are yet to realize that I was meant to come into this person's life to free them from a generational curse. So thank you very much for that. I certainly do believe that as much as I've learned, the listener has also learned.
Yes.
That was Dr. Amelia, spiritual healer, and we were talking about generational curses. So, namhla sifunzile, sifunze kakhulu, but more importantly, it is upon us as the younger generation to understand ukuthi kulula kangakanani to curse a whole bloodline. Can you imagine uhambi yolanza mithi lengavisiseki batali bangati, your siblings don't know uthi wena wenda ma rituals anani kumbulwane titha kumbuba ngamadoda and for everyone else after you to now suffer because you performed a ritual without understanding the implications of that on your bloodline. Think about it. But while you do, it's Anita Baker. I apologize. Rise FM.